1.4 petabytes. That's 1 cubic millimeter of human brain, half a grain of rice. Scientists sliced that speck into more than 5,000 layers, photographed every one, and let AI rebuild it in 3D. What came back did not match the textbooks. I'll show you the part that surprised them most. The sample came from a woman having surgery for epilepsy. Surgeons removed a fragment of her cortex. Normally, that tissue is studied under a microscope, one thin slide at a time. This team wanted something else. Every cell, every wire, every connection, in three dimensions, all at once. So they cut it, not into slides, into more than 5,000 slices, each about 30 nanometers thick. 30 nanometers is small enough that the slice is thinner than the wavelength of visible light. You cannot see it with a normal microscope, because light itself is too big and clumsy for the job. Instead, they used an electron microscope. It fires beams of electrons rather than light, many beams at once, scanning in parallel. Even at that speed, photographing this single speck took 326 days, almost a year of continuous imaging for half a grain of rice. And that was the easy part, because now you have 5,000 photographs of disconnected shapes and no idea which shape belongs to which neuron. This is where Google came in. A single neuron is a branching tree that wanders through the tissue, crossing thousands of slices. Tracing one by hand takes a person days. There are tens of thousands of cells in this block. So Google trained neural networks called flood-filling networks to do the tracing, following each shape from layer to layer and stitching it back into a whole cell. When it finished, the map held about 57,000 cells, 16,000 neurons, 32,000 support cells, 8,000 cells lining blood vessels, with 230 millimeters of vessel threaded between them, and roughly 150 million synapses, the junctions where one neuron speaks to the next. Quick note, this voice is AI, not a person reading a script. It felt wrong to explain machine intelligence without saying that out loud. Now the part that was not in the textbooks. Scattered through the map, the team found axons, the output wires of neurons, knotted into tight spirals, whorls, wrapping around themselves for no reason anyone can currently explain. Nobody had cataloged them before, because nobody had ever been able to look at human cortex this way. Then the connections. Almost always, when one neuron touches another, it makes a single synapse, one handshake. But the map turned up rare pairs joined by more than 50 synapses at once, 50 handshakes between the same two cells. Whatever those pairs are saying to each other, they are not saying it quietly. And in the deepest layer of the cortex, a strange symmetry. Among one class of triangular neurons, 77% had their largest branch facing one of two exactly opposite directions. Mirror images, sorted into two camps, not random. Nobody yet knows what it is for. There is a second reason people care. Today's artificial neural networks borrowed the word neuron and very little else. They were never copied from a real wiring diagram because we did not have one. Now a fragment exists. Whether biology's actual layout turns out to be useful to AI is genuinely unsettled, but for the first time, it is a question you can check instead of argue about. So why does a speck matter? Because of what it costs to go bigger. A whole human brain is about a million cubic millimeters. Same method, same resolution, and the arithmetic lands near 1.4 zettabytes. That is not a measurement, it is a multiplication, and nobody has that storage. But the speck already did its job. Every disease of thought and memory is, somewhere, a problem in this wiring. You cannot fix a circuit you have never seen the diagram for. The map is public. Anyone can fly through those neurons in a browser right now. If 5 minutes of this was worth your time, subscribe. There's a new one every week.